Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 80-20 Running. Run stronger and race faster by training slower. By Matt Fitzgerald. Narrated by Rob Gergach. Publisher's note. This audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please visit tantor.com and type 80-20 Running into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on PDF Extra 1. When prompted, enter the access code MARATHON to access the bonus material. Forward. 15 years ago, when I was training at a high level with my twin brother Weldon, a 28-minute 10K runner, and dreaming of the U.S. Olympic trials, I had a conversation with my beloved 90-year-old grandmother, Bibi, that I'll never forget. "Boys, I don't understand this running thing," she said. "I can imagine nothing worse than waking up and realizing I was going to have to run 15 miles that day." "Bibi, it's not like you think," I replied. "Running is the best part of my day. Most of the time I'm not running hard. Weldon and I just run side by side at a relaxed pace and carry on a conversation for an hour and a half. It's a 90-minute social hour." "Oh, that doesn't sound too bad," Bibi said. "I always viewed running as a form of grueling punishment." My grandmother's misconception was far from uncommon. A lot of people viewed running as she did, and still do. But Matt Fitzgerald is about to let you in on a secret. Running isn't always supposed to be hard. In fact, most of the time, it should be easy and enjoyable. You see, in order to yield steady improvement, a training system must be repeatable, day after day, week after week, month after month. And guess what? Hard running isn't repeatable, either physically or psychologically. If you do too much of it, your body will burn out if your mind doesn't first. The ultimate compliment for me in my peak training years was being passed on my easy runs by a runner who had a marathon time more than an hour slower than mine. I'd say to myself, he's wearing himself out today. I'm building myself up. All too many runners wear themselves out by running too fast, too often, now more than ever. There's an obsession these days with high intensity. Most of the trendy new training systems are focused on speed work. Running magazines, websites, and books can't say enough about the magical power of intervals. Even champion runners are more likely to credit their speed work instead of their easy running when interviewed after winning a race. Yet the typical elite runner does 8 miles of easy running for every 2 miles of faster running. Speed work may be sexier than easy running, but just as a weightlifter doesn't go hard 2 days in a row, a runner shouldn't either. A weightlifter actually gets stronger on days off. Similarly, a runner gets faster by going slow in the majority of his or her runs. Strangely, most weightlifters seem to understand this principle, while most recreationally competitive runners don't. Too much hard running is the most common mistake in the sport. Thanks to Matt Fitzgerald's truly groundbreaking 80-20 running program, that's about to change. Building on new science that proves that a mostly slow training approach is more effective, 80-20 Running makes the number one training secret of the world's best runners available to runners of all abilities and all levels of experience. I only wish this book had existed when I was competing. As much as I appreciated the value of slow running, Fitzgerald's 80-20 running program makes optimal training simpler and more reproducible than it's ever been by boiling it all down to one basic rule. Do 80% of your running at low intensity and the other 20% at moderate to high intensity. The rest is details. I know it might be hard to believe that you can actually race faster by training slower, but after you hear the compelling case for Fitzgerald's new method, you will definitely think it's worth a try. And once you've tried it, I guarantee you'll be completely convinced. If 80-20 running doesn't make your race times faster and your running experience more enjoyable, well then I guess my grandma Bibi was right about running after all. Robert Johnson, co-founder of Let's Run.com.